This is William Hill's In Play Radio. Email us, inplayradio@williamhill.co.uk. Contact us on Twitter at Will Hill In Play. In Play Radio, your eyes on a world of sport.
Welcome to the William Hill website. I'm Rod Harrington. We've hardly caught a breath after the World Championship and the Masters, and we're straight into the Premier League. The first night is at the First Direct Arena in Leeds, where over 12,000 people are expected, and what a crowd that's going to be. Two newcomers to the league this year, Kim Huybrechts and the former BDO World Champion, Stephen Bunting. 10 very good players are going to line up. The form is so close together, it really is hard to pick. But I'm going to go for Michael van Gerwen. I know he's the world number one and a very easy pick, but I think over this long format of all these weeks, 16 weeks it's going to be, I'm going for van Gerwen. Well, the four that I think are going to be the O2 for the finals, I'm going for Michael van Gerwen, who I picked to win the tournament outright. I'm still going to go for Phil Taylor, although he's got a problem with his darts. He will sort that out like he did last year, and I think he'll make that top four. Gary Anderson, the current world champion, he's on fire. That's a must for him to get there. And the rest, it really is a hard call, but I'm going to go for Adrian Lewis. I think the scoring power of Lewis is going to get him through there. Well, let's look at the 180s for the whole tournament, the 16 nights. Dave Chisnell with over 60 180s. He led the league last year, but I'm going for Adrian Lewis to have the most 180s in this year's Premier League. Now, let's talk about the nine data. Told you to back it in the World Championship, and it come up. And it's going to come up again in this Premier League. When you look at how many matches, five matches a night, over 15 nights before the final, that's 78 games. That's over 700 legs of darts are going to be played in this year's Premier League. 700 legs? Got to be a nine darter. Well, the first game up the Leeds Arena in front of a real noisy crowd. Dave Chisnell takes on Peter Wright. Peter Wright has changed his darts and his throw a little bit. Will that come back to haunt him? Dave Chisnell is on fire, really has come out of this year doing well, hitting a lot of 180s. I'm actually going to go for a draw, not forgetting that the win, and the draw in the middle. And there's going to be a lot of draws, and I think we're going to have a draw to start the night off. Well, the second game up, five times world champion Barney up against A.D. Lewis, a two times world champion, and this is going to be a cracker. Barney's doing crucial things at brilliant times in the game, and that's what's been getting him through. But I just think that Lewis is going to turn up at this year's Premier League. I'm going for a Lewis win. The newcomer, Kim Huybrechts, what an opening night for him, taking on the world number one, Michael van Gerwen. This crowd could get to Kim Huybrechts, completely different to the normal tournaments. Really is going to be noisy. It really comes over your shoulders and clatters you on the back of the head. The atmosphere of a Premier League. I'm going for a van Gerwen win. I think it's going to take a while for Huybrechts to get into this Premier League. Well, this fourth game, I would pay to go and watch. Gary Anderson against Phil Taylor. Anderson is on fire. He could throw darts left-handed, they're going to go in. But Taylor, having a little bit of a problem, changed his darts again. He's having big problems with the double 8 and double 16. I've got to go with an Anderson win on the form. My last game of the night, the newcomer Stephen Bunting, the former BDO world champion, against the machine James Wade. And James Wade, he is playing absolutely brilliant. I'm going to go for a James Wade win, but it wouldn't surprise me for the draw. But Stephen Bunting, because it's his first night, I'm going for the James Wade win.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.